You're listening to The Truth Podcast from PursueGod.org.
Stephen Bartlett recently had an entrepreneur, multimillionaire young guy on his show to talk about starting businesses and time horizons and laying good foundations and all this stuff. A lot of really good insights for business owners. But actually, I think that there are even better insights for us if we think about this spiritually. So let's take a listen.
So long-term thinking and how you build differently today if you just extend the time horizon, and then how you can like beat competition just by like, instead of thinking in terms of, okay, you know, founders, they always think in terms of 5 years and then exit. But what happens if you think in terms of like 50 years? What are the different decisions you make in terms of the foundational blocks? And this is why I have these blocks. Because I saw you do something on YouTube with some blocks before. Could you explain this idea of sort of long-term thinking in terms of foundations?
This is actually a really important thing for anyone who is into making money, or you know, who's an entrepreneur or a business owner. You know, you want to make a lot of money and you want to put a good product out there. They've got a lot of great things to say, but can you see where I'm heading with this? I think so many people only think about this kind of stuff, men in particular. I want to challenge you, if you are successful in business or in life, I want to challenge you to actually think about this a little bit differently. In Mark 8:36, Jesus said this, "And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul?" You know, in my pastoral ministry, I've, for over 25 years, I've been around a lot of really successful men and women, a lot of people who have done really, really well in life and in business. They've made a lot of money, you know, and maybe even they've helped other people make a lot of money. But sadly, a lot of those people, I've noticed this, a lot of those people sacrificed marriages and families. They've sacrificed even, really, I would say their soul, because they're not really thinking long-term. Jesus is talking about this here. He's saying, look, you shouldn't just be thinking about 5 years or 10 years or 50 years, that kind of horizon. That's not long enough. The Bible teaches that every single one of us will live forever. And so if we're going to live forever, we shouldn't just be thinking about this kind of stuff. Even when watching entrepreneurship videos and stuff like that, like we shouldn't just be thinking about this kind of stuff in the temporal mindset. We should be thinking about and answering these questions also, not just for our businesses, but we should be asking these questions for our eternities, for our souls.
We do this exercise in person with entrepreneurs because I think it's so powerful, which is, if I were to say, hey, build me the tallest tower using a series of blocks, if I say, you have 5 seconds, you're right here, right? And that's all you got. And you're like, oh, it's time, hands off. If I said, okay, now let's assume we had a little bit more blocks than I could build in 5 seconds. And I said, okay, what if I said you had 5 minutes? Would you build it differently? What if I said you had 5 days? What if I said you had 5 years?
And you have unlimited blocks.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what happens is the foundation completely changes based on the height of the building because of the time horizon you're thinking in.
Think about what he just said. The foundation changes based on the height of the building because of the time horizon that you're thinking in. The Apostle Paul explained it like this when he was writing to his protege Timothy in 1 Timothy 6. He said, "Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. By doing this, they will be storing up their treasure as a good foundation for the future so that they may experience true life." Now, notice Paul isn't saying that money is bad. He doesn't say that anywhere. The Bible never says that. In fact, the Bible says the love of money is bad. Money's not bad, but money can be a trap. Money can become your focus. You can look at videos like this one. You can listen to consultants and entrepreneurs and multimillionaires, and you can take all of the great advice for business from them. But I think you should go a little bit beyond that. I think you should be thinking about what God's word says about the ultimate foundation that we should be laying for our lives.
One of the st- still outstanding competitive advantages that you can have as an entrepreneur from a thinking perspective is just thinking longer.
Yeah. It's really been front of mind to me. It's funny because when I started thinking about, do you know why it is? It's because I told myself in this season of life that I was going to do the business that I'm running now, which is our holding company called Stephen.com, forever. And I immediately noticed that I made a different set of decisions. I started thinking about the factory, I called it, which is, you know, Elon's example of it's building a prototype is easy. Building the factory that builds the cars is 50x harder. I started obsessing over the factory, which in part in this analogy could also be seen as the foundations that we lay to make this durable over the long term. And then speaking of Elon, I look at the decisions he made with both SpaceX, which I'm an investor in, and Tesla, where he was like, you know, I could have bought the batteries from Ford, but I'm going to make a completely new battery from scratch. You know, I could have used other people's electricity chargers, but I'm going to build the entire charging network across the United States from scratch. And this is someone who's thinking long term. And what happens then is they have the most durable moat 7 years from now. And that's, so this is, that becomes the value of the business. And actually it was all a byproduct of just thinking over a longer time horizon. Entrepreneurs and startup founders, as you know, we like rush to like get the exit, raise as much money as
product
we can. And it looks like you're in an unstable building there.
Yeah.
It looks like
strong wind, right?
I could blow that over.
Isn't it interesting? I mean, if you know the Bible, I think you know what I'm thinking about right now. If you know some of Jesus's teachings, and by the way, Jesus is infinitely more wise than Elon Musk. I mean, I appreciate anytime a guy's, you know, a podcaster is talking about guys like Steve Jobs or Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos. I mean, that's great, but that's worldly wisdom. I mean, it's helpful if that's what you care about. It's great if you're ultimate goal in life is to just make a bunch of money. But Jesus has some things to say about this. Matthew 7:24, Jesus speaking, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rains come in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash." This is Jesus having the conversation we're watching right now. This is Jesus having that conversation 2,000 years ago. He talked about foundations. He talked about building deep. He wasn't talking about it so that we could be great entrepreneurs or make tons of money, even though that's not a bad thing. He was talking about it because the more important thing is eternity. The time frame we should be thinking about isn't 10 or 50 years. The time frame is eternity. And if you want to make sure that you're building on a good, solid foundation, you need to go to Jesus and his words. Because what Elon Musk has to offer, or Jeff Bezos, or any of these great minds today, it's just worldly and temporary. Jesus said this in Luke 12, verse 15, "Beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own." And then he told this story. It's a really interesting story. It says, "A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops, and he said to himself, 'What should I do? I don't have room for all my crops.' And then he said, 'I know, I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And then I'll have room enough to store all my wheat and other goods. And then I'll sit back and say to myself, my friend, you have enough stored away for years to come. Now take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, you will die this very night. And then who will get everything you worked for?'" And then Jesus finished this story in verse 21 with these words. "Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not have a rich relationship with God." Jesus isn't saying that storing up earthly wealth is foolish. He's saying it's foolish to only store up earthly wealth. It's foolish to put all your eggs in that basket. It's foolish to be just thinking about building a foundation for your business or for your portfolio. Jesus is saying you need to be thinking longer term than that. In Matthew 6, Jesus says this, "Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Instead, store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal." And then he says this, verse 21, "Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." He's teaching us something that 2,000 years later just makes so much sense. He's saying, look, wherever you invest your time and your money and your thought and your energy, which entrepreneurs tend to do all of that investment just in their careers or in their businesses, Jesus is saying that this, if you just invest your treasure in earthly things, then the desires of your heart will be focused on, fixated on, only the earthly things. And the problem you're going to have is, that's not a very good foundation. The problem is, someday, you're going to die, you're going to meet your maker. Someday, you're going to have to answer for your life. Someday, nobody's going to care about the business you built or the name that you made for yourself. Someday, it's just going to be you and God, and you're going to have to answer for your life and the way that you spent your treasure and your energy.
And I'll do it with the drawing because it might be a little bit easier. But like, if you were to build a 100-story building, you'd have to dig way deeper. You'd have to have you build with different materials going up. And so there's 100 decisions that get made that if you're doing 100 stories versus one, mm-hmm. you choose differently. And so where it gets really tough is that they want to have it all. And so they say, I want to have the speed of building a 1-story building. But then they get to 1 story and say, well, actually I want to have a 10-story building, but the foundation wasn't right. And so this is where entrepreneurs they'll do this. They'll skyrocket here and then they plateau. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, unfortunately, the correct step is that you have to take 2 steps back, rebuild the foundation, and then it goes up again.
Mm.
Some of you listening to this are in a point in your life where you need to just stop and think about what exactly matters most to you. Some of you actually need to take this advice. You need to stop and rebuild the foundation. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw, but on judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If that work survives, that builder will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss." Jesus said, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. He's talking about starting over. He's talking about acknowledging that you can't do it on your own. He's talking about rebuilding your foundation from the ground up, starting with Jesus and his word and his truth and his wisdom. You know, it's a smart thing if you're going to start a business. It's a smart thing to really think about laying a solid, deep foundation so that that business can grow for 20, 30, 50 years. But in your life, it's even smarter to lay a foundation in Jesus and make sure that you're ready for eternity.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.